My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Yesterday we talked about being a new creature in Christ, and I talked about all my life I've ministered to people outside the church in a way that thousands get saved. Many have become pastors, many leaders in the community. They've been totally set free. And when I'm in a church, I hold back a little bit as far as preaching what I'm doing. I do it in front of the people. I minister like that at the altars, but I know a lot of ministers don't catch what I'm doing. I'm not ministering to the old man that's dead. I'm ministering to the new man. I'm not ministering about sin to the old man. I'm ministering about righteousness and holiness to the new man. And God said yesterday that we're to be more like a coach than a prison warden. The prison warden keeps the people under control by constantly telling them about the sinful life they're living and they're not good enough. The coach is setting them up to win the game, as Paul would say, winning the race. And when you look at Romans 6:6, it says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that's Jesus, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. And I know every time I read a Bible verse, man will run to his commentary. He'll run to the vines, and that's a study tool when people go to Bible school, learn about. And they look up all these Greek words. Now, I want to tell you this. Most of the words in the Bible, of course, are archaic. There is no way to really do a translation to modern English. You have to use a multiple of words, and we still doesn't do it. Why? Because we're talking a diction definition of the God who created the world and the universe. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning end. And we're trying to take our dictionaries, our human dictionaries, and line them up with God and say, this is what God is saying. When the only way it truly can be received is by a revelation from the Spirit, like when Jesus spoke to Peter and says, who am I? And Jesus basically said to him, this didn't come from your mind, it came from God, the revelation that Peter had. And so when you look at Romans 6:6 and saying, knowing this, that an old man was crucified with Jesus, what took place on that cross, if we could have a revelation of it, and I'm having so many, and it's going to be so difficult to bring this to churches because they so desire control and manipulation and power, that it's very difficult for most churches to release that and to see the truth, to have a revelation. What that is saying, that you and I, the old man, died on the cross with Jesus Christ, was crucified. The old nature, that sinful nature, was crucified, was killed on the cross. So now we no longer have to dig that back up anymore because that person is dead. Many ministers and churches keep trying to go down to the graveyard and resurrect the dead man. You listen to their messages and how they speak it and voice reflection. They're always going back and reminding you or telling you you're not good enough and you're not living up to my standard, man's standard, and they're not really being the coach. They're not really being the ambassador for the kingdom of God and teaching you how to be an ambassador for the kingdom of God. They're really, to be honest, is more a voice of from the devil, who's the accuser of the brethren, and most of their messages are filled with accusations instead of edification. And so I pray in Jesus' name that if you're under a ministry that is really the devil speaking through somebody and condemning you and never allowing you to be all that you're supposed to be, that they still keep trying to crucify you, which Jesus has already did on the cross, but they're trying to, in their natural minds and their speech, they're trying to crucify you, that you are delivered from that in Jesus' name, and you'll go someplace where somebody will teach you how to walk as an ambassador, the royal priesthood, in Jesus' name. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. goodnews@gate.net.